This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Segment, drudgereport.com's top link. News is going to be dissecting this for weeks. Roger Stone's broken his silence. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Coming up next segment, the exclusive footage of thousands, not hundreds, of Ebola potential infected Africans from Congo in San Antonio, assaulting reporters. It's all coming up. Owen Schroyer, then Caitlin Bennett. It's all coming up. But Roger, you've got the next four minutes. The president's watching. The White House is watching. Drudge Report's top link. What's your encapsulated worldview, your message?
Well, I think the president's in very strong shape for reelection. He has a strong economy. And he has the wind at his back. He's fighting for American interests around the globe. He's fighting to seal our borders. But we as conservatives, we as Republicans, we as Trump supporters cannot take victory for granted. We should not assume that this is going to be some kind of landslide, because it's not. Why? Well, because of the mainstream media's torrent of anti-Trump rhetoric by their distortion and their lies, and their attacks on this president. I've known Donald Trump for 40 years. It's amazing to me that this guy takes a beating and he keeps on ticking. This has cost him billions of dollars in his net worth. He had the greatest life in the world. He could play golf whenever he wanted, palatial mansions, a fabulous jet, a great family, the nicest department, the greatest department in all of New York City. He had a very soft and great life. And he's given that all up. Why? Not for the status of being president, not to be somebody. He was already somebody, but to make America great again. I go back to that interview that he gave with Barbara Walters 15 or 20 years ago, and she said, "What about you, Donald? Would you ever run for president? Would you ever run for public office?" He said, "No, I don't think so, unless things get so bad that I have no choice." That was 2016, Alex. That time came. And those who say, when he went to Britain, for example, that because he showed proper courtesy for the Queen, that that meant that he wanted to be a king, they don't understand Donald Trump in the slightest. He's doing this not for himself, not for his brand, not for his family, but for us, the American people. And make no mistake about it, he is the captain of his own ship. There is no Karl Rove in Trump land. There is no kingmaker. Donald Trump conceived his own candidacy. He formed his own platform. It wasn't Steve Bannon or anyone else. It was Donald J. Trump who decided what he would run on, how he would run, and how he would do it. It was the most improbable, come-from-behind victory in American history. We cannot take re-election for granted. We have the issue of internet censorship, which threatens his re-election. We have the issue of ballot integrity, which threatens his reelection, and we have the distortions and falsehoods of the fake media.
And, Roger, I totally agree. The economy matters, and he's mainly focused on that. But if he doesn't defend free speech and his own reelection because he's so focused on the economy, people will forgive him about economy. They know we're in a war. If he doesn't defend against the censorship, he'll lose, we'll all lose, and the tyrants will win. This is an epic time. And the good news is he's signaling now he's about to take action.
I totally agree. And Alex, I'll be very candid. I want to be free to help his reelection. I want to be able to work for his reelection, not in any formal capacity, but in an informal capacity, as I did in 2016, which is why I need people to help me at Stone Defense. fund.com.
That's right, Roger. They're trying to take you out of the game, us out of the game, and support of what you're doing, support we're doing, is paramount to the victory. Thanks for giving us the big exclusive as you've broken your silence over 3 months. Thanks to DrudgeReport.com and the great Matt Drudge for having the courage to buck the whole system and give you a voice. Thanks to all the listeners. Coming up, the big breaking Ebola news in Texas with Owen Schroyer and the Caitlin Bennett attack by leftists, you name it. Roger, come back soon. We salute you. Great job to have you back, public. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I could have an interview.
There's no media.
Excuse me, is there any government funding, taxpayer funding? What do you mean no media? This is a national interest story. Wait, excuse me, why are you forcibly removing me?
Because there's no media in here. This is a private.
Why not? Excuse me. Well, why can't we film in here?
Because you don't have the public affairs office with you.
It's a city establishment, so we should be able to film in here, right? Taxpayer funded?
Sorry, guys.
All right, well, let's capture everything. They obviously don't want us to see this, so let's just make sure we capture everything in here. So that people can see how out of control it is. So they already have the migrant facilities that were intended to house these people that are so busy and out of control that this is what we're getting here in San Antonio in the middle of downtown. So, and it's overwhelmed here, folks. As you can see, there's way too many people here. And we're getting intelligence that people from Congo are coming here that is an African nation riddled with Ebola, thousands of people dying from Ebola. Is there a proper vetting process happening here? Are people from Ebola ridden countries here right now? Well, this is odd. Yeah, there is a national emergency here. Is anybody here from Congo?
Yes.
And there are people here from Congo.
A TV viewer, you can see this incredible footage. Radio listeners, go to Infowars.com or Newswars.com and spread it like the future of the country depends on it. I have local Congolese groups saying, oh, millions are coming. More are coming. Yeah, we get it. It already happened to Europe. And again, I'm not even against these people, but these are uneducated people, poor people with diseases who come in and become creatures of the Democrats. And the Border Patrol's done the test. One third aren't with their real parents, whether it's from Venezuela. That's the number one group now. I was told by a Border Patrol source a year ago. They said Venezuela's collapsed. Most of the people coming in aren't Mexican or Venezuelan. That was in the news last week. AP, the biggest group, 30-something% are Venezuelan from communism. And now the Africans are coming. And again, when I fly in from Europe or wherever, they check my ID. They see who I am. Hey, are you? That's reasonable. You're supposed to have a border. That you don't do that when you fly to, say, Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is America. You don't check me inside the country, but they do. But they don't check you when you come in from outside. So our problem is, and I'll be honest with the listeners, I blew a gasket this morning. Nothing to do with the crew. I had been up last night till midnight. Went to bed, drank two glasses of water, healthy, been working. I woke up at like 3:45. The producers know I was sending them emails.
and text messages. And I went in and got on my computer in my office, and I was watching all the Caitlin Bennett videos, and I was watching all the Owen Schroyer videos, and I was watching all the Rob New videos, and I was watching all the Millie Whitty videos, and I was like, my God, there's no way to even get this out to people. This is all so sensational. The footage we've got today that you'll never see here, because there's no way to air it in a three-hour show. It's on InfoWars.com. And it's insane. But Owen is lovingly going out there, and they're saying, F you, you can't videotape. They're loading men, women, children on buses that are disappearing. We had a chase team follow them up I-35 North. I said, we've only got three crews, turn back. Imagine that story if I had the money. Like, where the hell's this bus of like 50 Africans going? Because let me tell you, they said 300 came in. That was just on the news, folks. It wasn't 300. They had buses day and night pulling up loaded and vans loaded, just like the Border Patrol. I got to tell you, our Border Patrol's never lied to me. They said, Alex, we think it's over 1,000 up there. And then people marching down the streets at nights and disappearing, and little kids crying, aren't even with their mommies. Oh, and we're going to play a lot of these clips. We've got the great Caitlin Bennett coming up, too. Wow, look at that shot of her. That looks like Beyond HD right there. Look at that awesome lady. But this is insane, Owen. What's going on here?
Well, there's so much to get to, Alex. Like you said, I mean, you can barely even try to get it all into a
thing. I'm spending all my waking hours watching it.
Well, and let's be, I mean, Alex, I'll be honest. I mean, we were talking, and it's like, you know, you're the Jedi leader, and you're like, no, more savage, more heads. And I'm like, no, Jedi leader, we need to conceal our power now. No, we can't. And so, but anyway, I mean, just the data that we got from these people, and then I'm live on the War Room that airs at InfoWars.com/show that they banned too, you know, because they don't want you to expand your news network. Every time I go live, a new bus pulls up and unloads 20 new people.
That's right. I saw it. There's 2 hours of buses pulling up. How many? It's like 1,000 right there.
14,000 have come through that facility since it opened on March 30th. They told me on record at least 300 people came from Congo. Now,
let's be clear. You're there all day and bus after bus pull. These are undocumented men, women, and children from an Ebola country. And where's the national news?
And guys, pull up again. Go to the shot when I'm inside. So, because I want to talk about what I saw inside this facility. You know, a lot of these people you can tell are definitely downtrodden, maybe sick, maybe not. They don't know. They don't do the medical check there. That's done at Del Rio when they come in by the federal government. They don't get those medical documents. I had the doctor even admit all that to me.
And again, you go into a city-run thing. You have a right to be there. And these leftists flip out on you like you're the devil.
Well, these are a bunch of leftist volunteers. The people that are actually city workers that are there were not the same, and they actually would have fair conversations with us off air. I think that a lot
of them, the leftists were in charge.
But the leftist volunteers that wear those fake Stranger Things t-shirts, those are the ones that were kind of activated, and you could tell started screaming and using.
And again, it's like Stranger Things. They've done upside down world.
But so here's from inside. So again, Alex, most of these people you can tell, they come here, and again, you know what? Maybe they're sick. They've gone, it's a rough ride for them. Of course it is. That's why they want to come here. Some of them come through 13 different countries to get here because why? They know they'll get 3 meals a day, a roof over their head. They can see a doctor. They can have their kids taken care of. It's all taken. They can get their transportation taken care of. Literally all of it.
And hey, if you don't pay your taxes, your house is getting taken to pay for it.
But by the way, you walk outside of that facility, you take a walk down the block, go left, take another left down the
block. Homeless people everywhere.
A bunch of homeless people everywhere. And they don't get anything. Some of them are veterans. They don't get the 3 meals a day. They don't get a roof over their head 24/7.
Because they're not getting signed up for everything.
So you got to wonder what in the heck is going on here. Why is this going on? Again, this isn't anything against these people, but why do we have to take everybody in? Oh, by the way, but some of them, Alex, they're not coming here so downtrodden. They've got smartphones. They've got new clothes.
No, I said that.
They go
this
around
is
and start
the upper crust coming in to then with smugglers to create the anchor baby connection.
You can be a world traveler. Some of these people travel to 13 different countries on this ride. They get it all paid for. But we can't even take care of our own people. So look. Let's be humanitarians. Yeah, we want
and
to
don't
take
worry,
care
though.
People.
They all want reparations. They already are like, America sucks. We're here to get the free stuff.
And some of them in the video when I get in start chanting at me to leave. It's like, wait a second. I'm paying for you to be here, bucko.
Oh, I love it. I'd even assault you. It's like, hey, we're here. Give us your goddamn, excuse me, Lord. Give us your money, bitch.
So I think the American
the Stranger
citizen,
Thing goblin approaches.
The American citizen.
Like, you're an American. You're just paying for this. Get your ass out of here.
But remember what you said, Alex. We don't even have time to do this in 3 hours. So what'd you do? You expanded InfoWars to 10 hours live a day. So I'll go live on the War Room. We've got 3 more hours. We'll try to crank this out. But they censor that. They censor everything you want to do because they don't want people to see this footage.
Can you believe that only DrudgeReport.com covered this and the videos? Like, you think America will want to know, like, people from an Ebola country, thousands are pouring in. Buses all day are pulling up. People are going God knows where, not vetted. They admit 30% end up in sex slavery. They don't give a rat's behind, baby, because it's Allah Akbar. Hallelujah,
look at that. You just saw it. This is
the leftist takedown of the country, baby.
But I'm telling you, some of these people, they have smartphones. They got brand new electronic equipment. I mean, you know. So,
because they're here to set up the vanguard of the smugglers.
Nice, you got a nice bag there.
This is like the claw toehold you throw up when you scale the. It's like.
But I can't.
And
even
they know imagine. We're schmucks. We're jokes. We're gonna pay for it, baby.
No, and actually, there was a level of that, Alex. When I went in there, just me having the courage of going in there and asking a question, I could tell that some of the people in there were like, whoa, there's an American actually standing up for America right now? This is not good for us.
We heard this is a country of slaves.
And then we're somehow bad, Alex. The most humanitarian aid given out to foreign countries.
Oh, they all want to get here, and then once it's all free, we suck, and white people are bad. I agree. White people are bad. I agree with Salon and CNN. White people are evil!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get the free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, I already played this in the first hour, and I don't want to take from Caitlin Bennett's time. She's hard to get on. She's so on fire in the field. Her and Millie Weaver, we're so proud of these ladies. But she's been going all over the country, and everywhere she goes now, I told her, I said, you're in danger. You need to stop having InfoWars flags. You know, the little mic. But even when she doesn't have that, they know who she is. And they physically attack her. And I got to be honest with you. I watched these latest videos last night and this morning. She's filed so many. There's like 6 or 7. And I watched full-grown men hit her, run into her, and attack her camera people and her fiancé and her producer. And I actually felt guilty because I don't have the money to hire security for her. And I've told her, don't even try this, but I think we should do a fundraiser to hire Millie and Caitlin security, armed security, because I mean, she's like a 5'2", 5'3", woman, and I'm watching, you know, 6-foot-plus tall men literally physically slap her in the face. And because they're there supporting Mayor Love Buddha or whatever his name is, but there's all these videos. The point is they're getting crazier. They're getting more out of control. So instead of me asking questions, let me just go to Caitlin Bennett, who does her great work and also does auxiliary work for InfoWars.com. She's obviously on Twitter, and she's on Facebook, and she's on many other places for now. But, Caitlin, just get into what's happened to you, the names of the videos where people can see them here. Because the interest of time, we can't play them, even though they're just I'm actually freaked out, because if a Trump supporter did any of this, I mean, these are men attacking women. And I'm not putting the men down that are with you. Because
they know
you said don't defend me, but to watch men slap you upside the head and all this and it's all these white guys beating you up. I see a black guy comes over and defends you. This is getting scary.
This is getting really scary. I've noticed, you know, we took away the InfoWars flag for certain situations because we noticed that we wouldn't even be able to go out and get content. It was just constantly people, you know, Gay Frogs or Alex Jones or InfoWars. We wanted to get content. We wanted to get them saying stuff. So that's why we changed the mic flag, but we'll go back to InfoWars in certain situations. But we shouldn't have to do that. We shouldn't have to hide who we are so that we don't get attacked. But just like you said, people just recognize me in general. So it's like when I have the InfoWars mic flag on, it's kind of like a double whammy, because I'll get the people who don't know me that hate InfoWars, or I'll get the people that just hate me. And it's like I can't win for either side.
But since when do, like, there's video we're showing 3 adult men attack you?
Yeah, so well, there's 2 there. There's
they throw water bottles, yeah, they elbow you, they ram you, they slap you. And I'm not saying I'm Mr. Tough, but if I'd have been there, I can't.
But this
those
is
guys
assault. This is assault. Where are
I
the?
I mean, police? Been, dude, they got some broken jaw.
My cameraman yesterday got assaulted by one of these people. Where are the police?
Why are they so entitled? I mean, I'm just telling
well,
you.
Listen to this. The police. We went to the police department. We are the ones that actually identified these guys for the police. So we go to the police department. And as of now, they released a statement that the case is open. They're trying to get an arrest warrant for these guys. So hopefully something will happen. This keeps happening to me, and it keeps getting worse. Like they're actually.
Oh, I mean, there's hours of this. This isn't the only assault. So who's the black guy that stood up for you? Because
he is a local to Cedar Rapids, and the people around the park were telling me that he's there all the time. He cares about the park. I thanked him very genuinely off camera because I wasn't doing it for.
But he's just a normal person that gets three dudes don't beat a woman up.
Yeah, he just has an instinct to defend a woman, but B, he actually cares about the park, like you were saying. So he's like, hey, don't come up in my park acting like a fool.
Because by the way, they keep saying on the video, you're in their face. They run 20 feet and attack you.
Yeah, but the thing is,
hey, Owen, why are you in my face? Hold on. Owen, why are you in my face?
What?
Why are you in my
face?
Hold on. Hold on a second. Why are you in my face, man? Why are you in my face?
It's not me.
Why are you in my face?
Right this.
Why are you in my face?
Right this.
Why are you in my face?
Right this.
I mean, you know, at a certain point, God Almighty, man. Sorry, go ahead.
But the guy in the white shirt that said nobody's illegal, I actually had a good conversation with him, and we actually interviewed him, and he gave a pretty good answer. It wasn't a bad answer. It wasn't a clickbait answer. And then it's like he realized, oh, crap, I just remembered my program is working now. I don't like her. So he went and got his dad, and then his dad and himself teamed up and decided that they were going to come attack me. For no reason. I mean, he's old enough to know not to act like this. He's old enough to know. And then he's teaching his son to treat women like that. And these are the real Democrats that are out there. This is not a minority. People say that this is a minority in the Democratic Party, and it's not. This happens all the time to me. If it were a minority, it wouldn't happen every time I go out.
Sorry, Alex and I were just fighting.
I unplugged his headphones while I attacked him. But Caitlin, getting back to you. By the way, I watched like 5 or 6 of your videos last night today. You're getting assaulted everywhere.
Everywhere I go, it's someone's touching me, someone's spitting on me, someone's slapping me or trying
or
to
elbowing you.
Camera.
So why do you think they're getting so crazed?
I think a lot of it has to do with social media, but I also think a lot of it has to do, honestly, I don't know, because when I was at the Pride thing in Des Moines, there were people saying that if they were like, hey guys, she's there. If you see her, run her over. If you see her, pour a milkshake
on
her.
Sure, so that's it. What's happened is the left has killed all conservatives or nationalists online, and they just let leftists do whatever they want, so it's creating a feedback loop for basically peer pressure to be violent.
No. Oh, my gosh, Alex. You just hit the zeitgeist. This is the psychosis. They think if they can get away with unhumaning someone online, but it's not even that. It's erasing them from their static consciousness. They then apply that to the real world. They're going to start killing people. That's what it is.
Yes.
If you think about it, if you apply that logic where I can take you out of my consciousness on the internet by either blocking you or having social
you're
media.
You're dead online. You're dead. It looks like Matt Drudge said here 3 years ago. He said,
somebody, oh, you're
first
out here.
They put you in an electronic gulag. Then they put you in an electronic death camp.
You're out here in the 3D world. We're going to just eliminate you here, too.
Oh, no. They eliminate you in the digital to eliminate you physically.
But here's the craziest
thing. I got to be honest. I'm not a tough guy. But, man, I saw those guys do that to you. I mean, that guy, when they hit you, and I would like that dude, like, it'd have been, bam, baby, your jaw, baby, get ready.
You know, there's only been one time where I lost my cool on camera, and actually I'm glad it ended up not being on camera, because I was out with Savannah, and she was holding the phone, filming me, and someone came by and did what they do to Caitlin to her, and she was just filming. She first started. Luckily, the camera wasn't on me, and I took the guy, he was down real quick. He even had a little bit of...
I was about to say, there's that instinct when women and children get messed with, and the games are over.
And he goes and cries to the cops afterwards, and the cops were like... no, dude, you just walked up and assaulted a woman. So, like, you're lucky we don't arrest your ass here. But that's what they do. They literally think they have this privilege to come
to you.
They're
on video, three dudes assaulting a woman for no reason. I mean, what the hell? I mean, what frickin' planet are these pot-bellied people.
I think Caitlin could take them if she wanted.
She probably could. I want to commend her crew.
Waiting for the day. I can defend myself. I know I can.
All right, Caitlin, stay right there. Let's come back and talk about what else is happening. What's coming next? We'll play some of these clips coming up.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com,
because
that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this syndicate was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear.
Oh, yeah.
It is the Alex Jones Show.
So, I'm proud of that black American. When four men are attacking a 5-foot-something girl, slapping her, hitting her, he comes up and says, I'm going to beat your ass. And those guys run for cover. But, you know, she's willing to go out there and be around this. And I'm not bashing white people, but let's just say it, the leftist leadership is white people. a bunch of pot-bellied, effeminate weirdos beating a woman up, and then a black dude comes and kicks their ass or just runs them off. And I just got reminded by our affiliate relations head, John Harmon. He said, don't you remember last year, Millie warned of this, February 1st, 2018, shocking Law and Order episode portrays Antifa rape of InfoWars reporter. And it's Millie Weaver. They say it's InfoWars reporter. The episode's called InfoWars. And they rape her and they beat her, a whole crew of men. And the show says, well, women that work for InfoWars deserve to be raped. We played that episode. We covered it. And Millie said, watch, this will be used for violence.
Remember, they got news shows that come out and say, beat a conservative. The good fight is what it's called.
It says, hit a Nazi. And if you support America or free market, you're a Nazi.
So they're ramping this up. And once again, InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. I mean, you've already been targeted for destruction. Now they're just going after the people that you're in.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to do a plug right now because I've barely been doing plugs the last few days. News is so hot. You got my pledge with Caitlin Bennett, who didn't even ask for this, and Millie Weaver. What's crazy is Millie Weaver's got her husband, and they have, I don't want to get into details, but they have their baby with them when they're doing this. And then he does the editing, and he's got to stay behind a lot of the time just when she goes out alone, and they beat her up. This is a woman getting beat up. And I told Millie, I said, Millie, you got to stop going out in public. She said, no, I'm going to keep doing it. This is the right thing. We're not trying to be victims here, folks. These are women getting beat up. And I'm literally looking at the bills and what we're under here. And I want to hire more reporters. But let me tell you something. I need to be able to send registered armed men who are off-duty police. Those are $50 to $100 an hour for high conflict stuff. The good ones are $100 an hour. I've got all the former Blackwater people ready. I just need an extra $10,000 a month. We'll have our women defended here. Let me tell you, when those guys punch a woman, they're going to get their ass taken down. We got Blackwater folks ready to go into action, but they got families, too. They need money. Some have gone volunteer, and I didn't mean to do this today as a fundraiser. Listeners, just go buy the damn products, buy the fish oil, buy the coffee, buy the air filters, buy the books, buy the videos. They're all excellent. We're in a damn war, and I know you're doing it. But I'm telling you, I don't want to just hire more reporters. I want to be able. We've already got a plan to put a security detail you've got to have wherever you're at. So you have a management group. We're ready wherever these ladies are at, because I've actually told Caitlin and I've told Millie off record. I'll say it on record now. I said a few months ago, I said, ladies, I think you guys should report from a hotel and send somebody else out and don't use our flag. We're not pulling back, Alex. And Caitlin told me, she said, if I can't go out there and do it with your flag, I'm not going to work for you. And that was about a year ago when we first hired her. So I'm bringing out inside baseball here that I don't feel good putting these women out here with these animals. And I want to pay her more. She deserves it. She gets paid almost nothing. I want to hire security for these ladies. Folks, I know all these Texas oil families that I'm related to. I never got any money from it. They're like, oh, you're doing great, Alex. These people have helicopter pads. They have mansions all over the world, but they never give a damn dime to freedom. Go buy 1,000 tubes of toothpaste if you're some billionaire. Give us a donation. We'll put 100% of it towards the fight. We want to fight. We want to defend America. But, Caitlin, I gave a lot of inside baseball here and said some private stuff. But, Caitlin Bennett, the time we have left in this segment, not just getting into what you view or what you see, let's talk about what it's like, because I feel guilty. Everywhere you go, you're getting physically assaulted. And don't at a certain guilty. Point, I don't want to give the field to these people. But at a certain point, I want to be able to finance protecting you. So describe what it's like all across the country.
So I was talking to my friend the other day, and I told her, I said, when I'm walking down the sidewalk and I have the microphone in my hand and I hear people shouting at me from the streets and their cars, and then I notice that the same car is making multiple blocks around just to film me or just to see me, and I don't really express this to a lot of people, but I'm scared that someone's going to run me over. I'm scared that someone's going to throw something at me. I'm scared that I will be killed doing this one day. And I'm laughing, but it's a fear. But the number one thing
about
me,
it's a real actuality, so why do you keep going?
Because I don't like people putting me into a hole and making me feel so scared that I don't go out and do what I want to do. And it drives my fiance crazy because he tells me, don't use the InfoWars Mike flag. We fought.
Which, by the way, I've told you a long time. I agree, sweetheart. I mean, you're such a warrior. And I just, maybe we should set up a deal with trusted people that volunteer to go support you. Because I'm sick of watching men slap you in the face. I mean, I feel guilty every time you go out there and you get slapped in the face. Because I'll be honest, I mean, if I came out there, it'd be bad. It'd be bad. I just can't believe that they don't follow chivalry. They don't follow basic rules, Owen.
Well, they have no reason to. They've been told by the media that if you...
They've been told you can beat up... How are you, like 5'2"? Caitlin, 5'3"?
I'm 5'4", so I'm not a threat at all.
So the men beating up a woman on video, and these guys deserve to have their jaws broken, man.
But look at what you've done with what you have available for you, Alex. I mean, you don't have near the funding that a Fox News or anybody else gets out.
But I still feel guilty. You know, a general feels guilty feeling soldiers into death. Those are men. These are women willing to stand up. And where are the men? It's pathetic.
Well, you get mad at me because I'll go to these things just solo by myself without even a cameraman.
Point guns at you.
And you're like, what are you doing, Troyer? And I'm like, Alex, this is a war. I gotta get on my horse and ride. I don't have time to wait for the cavalry. So I know Caitlin's the same way. And she's just like, look, I got a job to do here. We got to change the world.
Caitlin, obviously they're getting more violent. You agree. Where do you think this goes?
I think... For me personally, it's going to have to end with me defending myself and proving a point, because I don't know if the police department's going to do anything or hold someone accountable, but I feel like it's going to have to go to a point where I'm going to have to knock someone out to prove a point that you can't mess with me. I'm done being messed with. I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of conservatives having to be the person that gets beat up.
I think what should happen is a big man should be standing off, and when they do it, then they defend you, because I think that's what this is coming down to.
That is unless law enforcement wants to do their job. I mean, that's what would really stop this. If these people, if those guys that assaulted Caitlin got arrested and went to jail that day, you know, maybe
we saw the last Caitlin video where she politely goes and they're attacking her, and the cop goes, "If they complain, you're going to jail in a public place." And she goes, "I haven't done anything." He goes, "Don't try fancy talk with me."
He's completely condescending, and that's usually how police react to me in these situations, because they just don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it. He said he didn't want to be there. He made accusations about me, and then all it does is influence me to not want to even go to the police, because they're always biased. They're always not wanting to do
their job. And let's be clear. I'm not in a police ass-kicking position. They're under pressure, but when you go to a blue city, they're political operatives, and they're shameful. When you're a conservative city, they are fair on average. You go to a leftist city, the police are bad. And that's what we deal with.
Yeah, exactly. And there was a clip shown of my fiancé, Justin, defending me. I do want to say he does a great job at it.
No, he does. In fact, where's that clip? We'll pull that up. What's the name of it?
I have no clue. Well, it was the one where Pride Gets Peaceful is the name of the YouTube clip on Liberty.
We've got that one. It's 15 minutes long. Do you know when that is?
I don't, actually. I don't, because he's the one.
By the way, I'm not putting him down for I mean, I get it. You're following a Mahatma Gandhi deal, and he does defend you. I've seen that video.
Yeah, well, so you got to enter a mindset when you're out there with these people. I mean, you have to be in the right mindset to not lose your cool.
Otherwise, well, here's an example. I'm with Norm Pattis, famous First Amendment lawyer, one of the top five in the country. We're eating Mexican food. I'm signing autographs, whatever, a bunch of listeners. I get up, and this guy goes, "F you." I ignore it. He goes, "F your family." So I turn around. It's the last table towards the door, and I said, you know, you can attack me, but leave my family alone. He goes, "No, F your children." And I said, "Why don't you come outside?" And they all went, "Oh, my God, he's threatening us. Shame on you." So they make threats. And then when you stand up, they act like you did it. I mean, they're sick filth. They've got it all. They're literally all living in their mother's basement.
That's it. That's just the childish techniques that they use. Poke you, poke you, poke you. And then when you shove them, "Oh, my gosh, he shoved me."
I'm like, "You really say that to my family?" "Yeah, F your family." I'm like, "Let's go outside." "Oh, no, I'm not going." I said, "Your mouth isn't cashing those checks, but."
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver bullet from InfoWarsStore.com. Before and after, I was in the Ebola camp.
Listen to Waylon Jennings. And just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
Thunder.
I've never seen anybody attack women in public. Cowards do it in private. The fact that the left attacks women in public everywhere is a sign of their downfall. It's a real sign. Caitlin Bennett, you know, I've been watching your work for like the last year and a half since you went public at Penn State. And since you've done that, you have been on fire. and you put up with the lies, you put up with the fake disinfo pieces they put out against you. They're the same things to me, the same fake memes, and you've embraced it. Let me tell you something. I salute you, and I've got three daughters, and I hope that my daughters grow up to be like you. I admire you. I love you. I envy your fiance. I love my wife. I'm not saying I want to, you know, try to marry you. I'm saying I am envious of you and what you've done in the short time you've been involved. Your spirit is strong, and I think you're a harbinger of the next wave that's coming. What do you say to that?
It's crazy. Back when I was in college, I would watch InfoWars. You know, I'd be like, wow, he's so cool. You know, the Alex Jones memes, we'd laugh about him. We shared your stuff all over campus. And then now that I'm able to talk to you and talk to the team and be a part of it, it's a dream come true. I could not be any happier being where I am. So thank you guys. But I would not be upset if the next wave of feminism could be females like myself. Like I said, I cannot take being told what to do or being told to be quiet or getting shamed or, you know, these men out there writing articles about me, lying about the things that I've done, and then telling me that they hope that I'm shamed so much in public that I refuse to do my job or I don't go outside anymore. That's not going to stop me. So what needs to happen is people need to realize that I'm not going away anytime soon. And even if they ban me off social media, I still won't go away. I'm still going to show up at these events. I'm still going to confront Bernie Sanders. I'm still going to confront all these Democratic candidates that want to ruin our country so that they know that I will expose them in some way. Someone will upload the footage. I'm not going to go away. And they just need to get used to it because it would be a better
way
for them.
By the way, Caitlin, I have three daughters. All I want is them to be nuclear physicists, doctors, homemakers, school teachers, whatever, artists, whatever they want, as if any patriot American doesn't want their daughter to be amazing. And you know, the truth is, I'll just be honest, I love my daughters more than my son. There's something genetic about a man loving his daughter. And the idea that we don't love our daughters and that we're trying to suppress our daughters is such a lie when it's America and the West. I love my son as much, but it's different with my daughters. Let's just say I'm more focused, I'm more committed. I love my son a lot as well. But to watch them try to silence you and intimidate you and to watch it not working is just a beautiful thing. And to watch how upset the left is by a sweet, smart woman, how you kill them in these debates, how they get so upset, and now they know who you are, just like they hate me or Owen or President Trump. They go out, they know you. Not just one or two of them, they all know you. And that's a real mark that here's a real woman who's standing up for what she believes in, and they're scared of a real woman. The whole leftist feminist thing is a bunch of leaderless women run by the state that's their pimp. They don't know what to do, just like the men. And then I look at the conservative libertarian movement. It's just full of powerful women, sexy, amazing, smart, awesome, everything we want. The whole West is about worshiping women. It's about the goddess. And that's our ethos. We're Christians, but let's just say the West was always about goddess worship. And we love women. And to tell the West that we hate women, we love our mothers, we love our daughters, and they tell us we don't love them because they fear the women of the West. And to see the women of the West like you, Caitlin, you're the first. I think you're going to call so many women to this fight. The enemy fears you because they know you're a bell that is tolling the summoning women. I don't just think that. I know that, Caitlin.
Well, thank you. That's really nice. What you said about how they kind of take the government, leftists and feminists, they take the government as their father figure, someone to take care of them. They want daddy government to come in. I had a father who was kind of a no bullcrap type of guy. And even still today, my mom will beg me, stop doing this, stop doing this. You're going to get hurt. And my dad's like, don't tell her to stop doing this. She's strong. She's got it. She can do it. And he's like, I could never tell you to stop doing what you're doing because you love it so much. My dad is very strong. He's humble. He came from nothing. And look at me now. He's done a very good job, I think. I'm going to toot my own horn here. But I had a very strong father figure in my home, whereas these Democrats and these feminists, they don't like men, so they don't want men to take care of them. They want the government to take care of them. And I think that's very telling that I know I don't need the government's help. I can take care of myself.
Well, that's what they fear is men and women linking up. That's the real power.
But it's beyond that. I think that the modern day feminist movement wants to take strong, beautiful women and tear them down. That's what it's all about.
Oh, they're scared of it.
It's about stealing
the actual essence. They're scared of feminine power.
Cut off your hair, you know, pretend to be a man, be all masculine. That's somehow the leftist feminist movement now is to be a masculine man, basically. And it's all about tearing down the actual power of femininity.
Exactly. They're scared of the feminine.
Like, look at
the leftist women. They all act like men. No. No. The women. We want feminine power.
look at Caitlyn. She's got long flowing hair. She dresses modestly. She's sober. I mean, those are the strong traits of a feminine woman that men find attractive. The left wants to strip all that away from women.
And like I said, she doesn't act like a man when she fights back. She's just confident as a woman. It's feminine energy the enemy fears.
And the only
because
way
it renews.
And the
it
only
renews.
The only way they'll leave him alone is if you go in with the liberal trendiness. So okay, fine, you didn't chop your hair off or pretend you're a man, but you came with the liberal
but
trendiness.
But if you kill your baby and you declare you love Satan, then you can be delivered, Caitlin. Don't you want to
absolutely
not have children? Don't you want to betray all your ancestors? Don't you want to piss on men that are strong? But the truth is every woman is half her father. Every son is half his mother. We are unified. There is no sex. We are humans are unified in total collectivism of the genetics of the species, but individualism manifests the resistance and manifests the grace destiny, and the enemy fears the destiny.
I have a word for it, and I've used it in my videos, and people laugh at me for it, but I call it alpha female power. I am an alpha female. That's why they can't come in and tear me down. They can't get me to leave their events. This is what a woman's supposed to be. You're supposed to be strong in knowing who you are. You're supposed to be wanting that man.
And you're not some roided up woman acting like a man. You're feminine and powerful because
yes,
you mean well and you're focused. Exactly. They fear that destiny. They hate your guts because you're a real woman.
I always like to say, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of Democrats and feminists, and I know I keep saying it, but they think it's worse to be a mother and want to be a home taker and take care of your family. They berate women who want to simply just be moms or be feminine or wear high heels and wear pink and have those gender roles. There's nothing wrong with having these gender roles because that's what makes up our society. That's why the American culture is so strong, is because we have gender roles.
The high heels, all of it is putting on a pedestal. It's
yeah,
on a pedestal. And you should, mama, and that's on a pedestal. I mean, my God, if the women weren't in the world, what's the worth living? My God. And again, they try to take that power away, or they put these little leftists in the place of women. Dudes. Like, I don't hate guys that want to be trannies or whatever, but the point is, they're trying to be a beautiful woman because that's powerful. Okay, fine, but don't tell us then that women are bad because you want to usurp that incredible power.
I wish more women would, I guess, break away from the whole feminism spell and realize that it's okay to be feminine and be a real woman, be a girl and have babies and be a wife and take care of your family, because that's powerful.
Let me tell you something. You ain't seen nothing like a woman with a baby they love and the power of a woman. And that's why they
attack me.
All right, Caitlin, you have been on fire. We are so lucky to work with you. We salute you. Paul Watts is coming up. We're coming back in 2 minutes. I want to tell listeners about their mission if they choose to accept it. You know, that whole thing of Mission Impossible is actually real. They give the best agents a mission. They say, this is your mission if you choose to accept it. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.